This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Audrey Raj and Arvind Yuvaraj. We're asking you, what do you want on your smartphones? Let's move on to Insta Story. A few of y'all have responded, mostly of saying bigger battery. Some of y'all have said that, you know, all the snazzy features, this is by Gray Slim ST, all the snazzy features won't mean a thing if the phone can't last past midday. a lot of y'all actually have said, like, you know, bigger battery. One interesting by Amilo World, he said, screen, faster processor, faster internet, like in 5G, but he also said modular phones is the way to go, because then you can swap it around and you can change the parts instead of buying a new phone altogether. So
good,
yeah,
point.
There was actually a product Google was working on, but they sold it off. Project Ara, if I'm not mistaken, it's what it's called. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be a modular phone, then yeah, they just kind of put it on the side. I think they sold it off, I think the project or something. So yeah, we'll see. Probably in the future it'll come back. What do you have on WhatsApp?
So on WhatsApp, Johan says, with my classic Nokia Butterfly, I was able to set the alarm clock and power off the phone and sleep with peace of mind that no one will call me. I guess that's what Johan wants.
What's a Butterfly?
Oh, the 8250.
Oh, okay.
The Nokia 8250.
Okay. Those phones were made to last. You can throw it against the wall and it would
The 3310
survive.
Would, yeah, that's a brick. Yeah.
Yeah, zombie killer.
Then, there you go. Robot killer.
Yeah.
Killer robots. Okay. Christopher Lewis has a whole list. He says he wants removable battery, SD card, headphone jack, and no notches. This is why he still sticks with his Samsung Galaxy Note 4. It has the fastest charger. Just swap the battery and you can get from 0 to 100 in an instant. And then there's one here from Alberto Balanza. I totally feel you. I would like my phone to have a thermometer so I can tell people how cold it really is in here. I can't stand cold ambiences in such a warm place.
Wow. I don't think you can visit BFM studios then.
Yeah, oh, no,
it's really cold. We're like dressed up in leather jackets and stuff because it's really cold in here. Yeah. What do we have on Twitter, Arvind?
Yeah, so Ivan Lowe says, I've had 4 incidents with Samsung devices. Those resulted in a lot of downtime. 3 smartphones and 1 tablet. Would have been okay if they replaced it with a new one instead of fixing it. So what I want is nothing but reliability. Then we have one from Shapiro who says that I know disruptive tech is kind of a cliche at this point, but this is the opportune time for anyone capable to break the monotony of bigger screens, brighter displays, selfie cam notches, etc., etc., set by Apple and their damn iPhones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ravin says that mobile that lasts longer than 2 years.
Yeah, it goes back again. How long does our mobile phones last? Minus Arvin. This is like a zombie phone, seems to last forever, it'll never die. But yeah, mobile phones don't seem to last that long. Let's move on to our story about smart homes. Not smartphones, but smart homes. Are they creepy?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. I've been really excited about smart homes from the time I heard it on Tech Talk years ago, thanks to Jeff Sandhu. And I just imagine myself, you know, coming home to a house with the air conditioner already on or the fan already switched on. I don't have to jiggle my keys in front of the door because it opens the door due to facial recognition, and then I go to the fridge and it has auto restocked the milk and the bread. You know, these are the kind of things, because just yesterday I got caught in the rain. I had to stop at the Speed Mart to get milk and bread, and then I was dropping my keys like 300 times in front of the door and I couldn't even open the door and I was so frustrated, and I come in and I'm drenched in sweat and you
First
know what
problem.
It's like, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I imagine. This is what I want from a smart home. But then I came into work today and I read 2 articles that made me think that maybe smart homes are creepy. Because the first one was from Amazon's machine learning VP, and he was talking about how his daughter just does everything via her voice. So he has a 3-year-old daughter, and you're saying how machine learning may be a novelty to our generation, but for the coming generations, it's like, it's what they're going to be totally used to. So she goes home, and when she's at home, she talks to the light bulb and she says, you know, turn on the lights. And then she talks to maybe to Alexa and says, you know, play Wheels on the Bus for me. And then it plays Wheels on the Bus on the radio. So she's literally talking to the lights. And she's talking little devices.
That is scary.
And then when they go on a holiday and they go to a hotel room,
She talks to lights that aren't smart.
That aren't smart. And then she goes like, Mommy, Alexa's not listening to me. Right? So for me, I'm like, okay, that image of your child talking to inanimate objects, that kind of creeped me out. But then there was this other article about how
This is way better than the horror movie I watched last night, by the way.
$23.59. Go check it out. So there's this other story that I read about a patent filing from Amazon that is considering giving Alexa awareness of your emotional and physical state. So Amazon was apparently granted a US patent on Tuesday that describes ways for making Alexa more aware of your physical and emotional state, such as if you're excited, bored, or even a little sick. Hmm. So just say you have the sniffles and you say, turn on the lights, Alexa. And then it would say, oh, you know, you don't sound well today. Can I give you a recipe for chicken soup? And then you say, oh,
No, thanks.
And then she goes like, shall we order chicken soup? And then you go like, no, thanks. And then she says, would you like some cough drops delivered? You know, shall I get you some Strepsils? And then you say, no. Shall I send the doctor over? Now, okay. I just don't want, I mean, the last thing I need is a disembodied robot voice nagging me because I already have a conscience that will nag me.
And controlled by an organization, one single organization.
That just wants to sell you something, right? Yeah. So imagine even your home is not going to be a safe space.
So, it's advertising on air, like literally like through like invisible waves.
Yeah, so imagine that. Yeah. So you're, so all of a
that
sudden now smartphones...
Creepy.
Smartphones too, but smart homes are creepy.
No, but if you know, the worst part would be if you said like, you know, turn on the lights, and then it thought like based on its algorithms and stuff, it goes, you know, bright lights are not good when you're having like a headache, so maybe not. Huh? Then you're like, okay,
but I'm the master.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm the you know, I bought you.
I can switch you off immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing, you know, what if it starts to gaslight you? What if it says, oh, you look like you're having a headache, and so let me turn on some music, or maybe you could use a cup of tea. Shall we order some tea from the local grocery store or something like that, right? So
the local Amazon store.
There you go.
Some find it as a novelty because, you know, it's just, it's easy now and you can do all the things, but I think it's creepy. Although some would say that, that's far-fetched. That's not going to happen. That's not the way it is. I think you're wrong because Alexa can do so many things. Alexa is also a witness for so many crimes that's happened before because it could listen to every single thing. It only acts on when you set a command for it, but technically it listens throughout the entire day. Even your smartphones. Like me and Arvin and actually all of us, we came across where we will talk about a certain product and the next time you open Facebook or Instagram or you go on Google, that ad will appear on your screen itself.
So Richard, myself and Arvin, we've actually tested this out. You know, we were talking about something about Club Med, and next thing you know, me and Rich had ads on Instagram about Club Med. And so we decided to test it out by just saying Barbie dolls over and over. And lo and behold, yes, it did. Not Barbie dolls, but dolls.
Wow.
Dolls. Yeah. It showed up. It actually showed up on the news feed.
Wow. Was this on your phone?
This was on Richard's phone.
Oh.
It was on Arvin's phone. Oh, it was on Richard's phone.
What do you want in your smartphone? Do you want a creepy robot that can listen to you all the time? Let us know. 018-789-8899. We're on WhatsApp, Instagram, and also on Twitter. It's at BFM Radio. We'll be right back with one more story and we'll wrap up all the feedbacks and comments that you've been sending across. This is Jack White with Three Women, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.